Thank you, Mike. Now, I have one by Phoebe Ozan, which is headed Fears for Town's High Street as Three Major Businesses Close Down in a Week. And there's a big photograph at the top of it, which is captioned, A Number of Buildings That Have Been Left Empty on Smallgate. Actually, what it is the frontage of what used to be the Co-op, and more recently was Beale's, on which the Smallgate frontage or frontages are, in fact, empty, although there is a business that has taken up part of it on the other side of the building. Anyway, the article says, concerns have been raised about the future of a market town's economy after it faced the major blow of seeing the closure of three high-profile names on its streets. In the span of 1 week, Beccles has seen the closure of the traditional hardware chain Cooper's and the 127-year-old ice cream-making business Paravanis. And in a triple blow to the town, Angling Direct has also announced that its store will be closing next month. Now, locals have spoken out about their concerns for the future of the shops in the town. Rachel Davey, who lives in a nearby village, said, everything going online, and yes, it is convenient, but what happens when there are not any shops? I have children and I have grandchildren, and I worry what it will be like for them. There will be nothing left for them. They are not going to know the benefits of walking around a shop and having a conversation with people and spending cash. She added that the news of Cooper's closing all of their branches, including in Beccles, Bungay and Halesworth, had broken my heart. Leslie Dunphy, who is the owner of Coriander and the Swan in Newmarket, said, it is soul-destroying. People are trying, but it is hard to keep it going. What do people have to come into Beccles for? Jacob Oddy, who owns Old School Coffee and the Printing Press on Newgate, said the reason they had decided not to move into bigger sites in the town is because of the rates and overheads on the shops. It does make it difficult for anybody trying to come in who isn't already established, he added. Jean Fisher, who has lived in Beccles for the last 6 years, and her family, had been affected by the news of Angling Direct closing. She said, we have a lot of men that go fishing in our family, so it is quite upsetting. We have loved Beccles since day one, and in 6 years it has changed a lot. It is sad. Amanda Story, who runs the newly opened Amanda at Coriander in Newmarket, believed that with the loss of the banks in Beccles and bigger shops moving to retail parks, it has stopped people coming into town. She added, Cooper's now going is a real loss because there are lots of people who used that and would come into town for it. Barry Darch, mayor of Beccles, said, store closures in the last week are very sad news, and our thoughts are very much with the employees who have lost their jobs and the business owners. Beccles has been a market town for 1,000 years, and I am sure that residents want it to continue as such and to thrive. He argued that recent figures from East Suffolk Council have shown that overall the town's retail sales are growing, and at a faster rate than most similar towns in the area. But he said that no town can afford to be complacent. We are working closely with Bungay and Halesworth to promote tourism in our part of Suffolk, which has a great deal to offer to visitors, he said. It is our smaller businesses that particularly need to be supported currently. I encourage residents to shop locally whenever they can. Other places which have closed their doors in the town this year include Gray's at the White Horse, the Marmalade Tree, Wine Vaults, and Gary's Discounts. And yes, that's a sad thing, isn't it? Anyway, over now to Dave.